today. In song, a special
melody,
tal,
rag,
rhythm,
a special rag, rag, you know,
yeah,
rag, that is called Basanti rag, is sung everywhere the glories of Krishna. In India, everywhere, some linden,
mustard seed flower, mustard seed,
mustard oil flowers, everywhere,
yellow color.
Everywhere. So whole earth looks like yellow.
Covered by yellow government.
They decorate Radha, Krishna, everyone deities.
Yellow
color of
cloth.
Vastra. And they offer yellow butter, yellow makhan,
yellow sweets, yellow rice,
everything yellow. So everything there becomes like yellow. Krishna is decorated, he himself wears yellow cloth, his chadar yellow, dhoti yellow, everything. So all Brajavasi used to sing in a new rag of Basanti rag. Nowadays in India, in Braja, wheat and oat,
barley,
new
sprouts coming,
seeds,
sprout comes,
right.
And they take from field and they offer to Krishna. They are deities. They decorate their rooms and everywhere with yellow flowers. Today is also first day of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Vishnu Priya Devi.
Vishnu Priya Devi.
Raghunandan Thakur, Raghunandan Das Goswami. Ekjona Tirobhav, Sakal Abirbhav.
You can tell about Vishnu Priya Devi.
Vishnu Priya Devi, she was embodiment of Bhakti Devi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna himself incarnated this world to taste Prem Ras, the essence of Prem Ras. Krishna himself covered with Radhika's intensive mood and her external beauty and became God. And when he incarnated in this world in form of Gaur Sundar, he had two consorts. One is Lakshmi Priya Devi, another Vishnu Priya Devi. First one, Lakshmi Priya Devi, when Mahaprabhu went for preaching in East Bengal, she could not tolerate Mahaprabhu's separation. She gave up this planet and excused the snake bite her. After that, again Mother Sachi Devi arranged Vishnu Priya Devi to marry with Gaur Sundar, and she was embodiment of Bhakti Devi. When Mahaprabhu was in household life, always discussing with, glorifying Krishna, discussing with others. So when Mahaprabhu decided, I came in this world to deliver this world. Being in the household life, it is not possible for me. When Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, for ritual ceremony of his father, but this is an excuse external. cause, but he went to meet the Sarpuripad, his Guru Pad Padma. When he initiated by Sarpuripad, coming back from Gaya, he completely changed, always absorbed in mood. One day he was chanting Gopi Gopi. Hearing this, some of his friends told, "Oh, Nimai, why are you telling Gopi Gopi? Everywhere in the scripture mentioned to chant the name of Krishna. Why are you chanting Gopi Gopi?" But Mahaprabhu was absorbed in Gopi mood. That Krishna is so cheater, he cheats Radhika and other gopis, so I should not chant Krishna's name, I should chant only Gopi Gopi. They are very simple hearted. But his student, his friends could not understand his mood. So why are you telling Gopi Gopi? Chant Krishna Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu thought his other party, so he took one stick on to beat them, chase them. Then they became very angry. "Oh, he's son of my Sochi auntie. If he can beat us, we can beat him back. What harm?" Then Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, I bring this medicine to get rid of some mucus, but mucus growing and growing. That means I want to help them, and they are become more opposite to me. Okay, if I take renounce order, then it will be easy for me, because when renounced order person is there, everybody had to do pranam to him when you will see him. If not, then your head will go to hellish planet." Sannyasi dekhiya je nanuaye munda, sei munda pare tar narakar kunda. Sing sannyasi, especially bhakta sannyasi, will not do pranam, your head will go to hellish planet. So Mahaprabhu thought, if I take renounce order, now they are doing offense. Seeing me in sannyasi, they are bound to do pranam. So Mahaprabhu decided, I will take renounce order. So which day he will take renounce order, which night, he decorated Vishnupriya Devi very nicely with sandal paste, sandal pulp, and flowers. And he gave to her betel nut. Vishnupriya Devi thinking, why he is loving me so much? He never saw his love externally so much. Why he is loving me so much today? I cannot understand. Every day, Vishnupriya Devi used to go to take bath in the Ganges. When she was going, she struck a stone and some blood came from her big toe. And when she was taking bath, his nose ring during marriage ceremony dropped in the Ganges. She tried at her level best, could not find it. Coming back from Ganges, weeping bitterly. Sachimanya told, my dear daughter, why are you weeping? Then she told, when I was going to Ganges, blood came from my big toe, I hit a stone. This is unauspicious thing. Especially, nose ring of my marriage ceremony dropped in the Ganges, could not find it. It's very, very extremely unauspicious for me. Means marriage going to be broken, what I don't know. Then Sachima console her, but always is stuck in her mind. When Mahaprabhu loving her so much, stuck in her mind. Like when a lantern is there, then when it's going to be extinguished, then flame go up, then finish. Then Vishnupriya thought, I should not sleep today at all. But Mahaprabhu remembered his Jogmaya. By the influence of Jogmaya, Vishnupriya Devi tried at her level, could not open her eyes, he fell asleep. Mahaprabhu took her ankle belt, everything, keep there, and came out from the inner room. And Sachima understood he will run away. She was on the gate. Mahaprabhu did pranam to him, did parikrama, and jump in the Ganges and cross the Ganges river in winter season, and went to Kantak, it means Katwa, very close to Navadvip Dham, and took renounce order. So when Mahaprabhu took renounce order, he decided he will go to Vrindavan. If Bhagavan promised something, but Bhakta promised opposite thing, always Bhagavan keep the promise of devotee. So Nityananda promised to Sachima, "I will bring your Nimai back to you." So Nityananda Prabhu told to other boys that one
mad person will come this way, will ask you that which the direction to go Vrindavan, you saw this direction, I mean towards Shantipur. When Mahaprabhu being absorbed in mood, ha Paranath, where is my soulmate, where I can get you going? And Mahaprabhu saw some cowherd's boys are grazing cows. Then Mahaprabhu asked, where is the way to go Vrindavan? They saw towards Shantipur. And Nityananda informed Advaita Acharya Prabhu, Advaita ready with a boat and some cloth, everything ready. When Mahaprabhu came and took bath in the Ganges, in Ganges two currents are there, eastern side Ganges, western side Jamuna. When Mahaprabhu took bath, after that he saw this seems to be not Vrindavan, it's coconut trees are here. Then Advaita, you are here, you are Vrindavan. Yes, I am going Vrindavan. So you have not taken, I am taken bath in, not in Jamuna, you should be Shantipur. Well, yes, you have taken bath in Jamuna. Because there are two currents, one east side Ganges, western side Jamuna. Then Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur. Then information sent to Navadvip, all went there. But Vishnu Priya Devi not went there. Because if she will go, Mahaprabhu will not be happy. For renounced order, he is your most beloved, have to give her up. So due to separation of Mahaprabhu, Vishnu Priya Devi made a vigraha of Sachid, Nityananda, Nimai means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Neem tree to worship every day. And every day early in the morning, will take some grains and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Then one grain, one side. By this you have to midday. How much she'll accumulate, then she'll cook that and offer to Thakurji in that deity and give to Mother Sachi Devi. And wash with her tears and offering, then give to Sachi Maya. Sachi Maya take little bit and give to her. How much she can do up to the midday? And there's another servant, Ishan. So by that somehow or other they used to maintain their life. So when Mahaprabhu took renounce or went away from Navadvip, Vishnubai Devar, none can see her face anymore. Always observing mood and doing bhajan. If someone want to do bhajan and have to get mercy of Vishnu Priya Devi, when Jiva Goswami Pad came in Navadvip Dham, did Navadvip Parikrama, then Jiva Goswami Pad get blessings from Vishnu Priya Devi and Nityananda took him and did Parikrama. So whenever you are doing Navadvip Parikrama, you used to go the place of Sachi Maya and used to do pranam. The birthplace of Mahaprabhu is there, and there in Sachi Maya holding baby Nimai and Jagannath Mishra there and Vishwarupa Prabhu there. And still that vigraha of Vishnu Priya Devi still in Navadvip Dham in present, still the service is going on. So Vishnu Priya Devi is the embodiment of bhakti. So if someone follow her or we are follow her, then we can get mercy of Mahaprabhu and can enter in Krishna consciousness very easily. Hare Krishna.
Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Vishnu Priya Devi?
To take some renounce order.
But I think taking sannyas, renounce order, anyone have to give up his most dear thing,
I told,
for Krishna. And that very dear thing should not accept himself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his house, means
Vishnupriya Devi.
Vishnupriya Devi. His house was Vishnupriya Devi. Because mother used to come and see Mahaprabhu. Whole inhabitants of Navadvip,
whole world,
they used to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But only Vishnupriya could not go. If she will go, then will he be happy? No, he will not be happy. Because he has given up the most dear wife for Krishna. So, if anyone wants to serve Krishna, he should give up his most dearest thing for Krishna. Then he can take the darshan and have the service of Krishna. Otherwise not. In the same way, we see others also like it. What is most dearest thing in this world, you?
Tell me.
What's your most dearest thing?
What is this?
What's most dear to you?
You are married?
Cigarette.
Still? You can give up your wife for cigarette?
You are married or not married?
Your cigarette, I think no.
Your cigarette more dear than your wife?
Oh, you should give up smoking. Otherwise your heart will be defected by...
Lungs will be defected. Lungs will be defected.
Infected and it will be cancer.
There are so many cancer cases due to smoking.
Now you are strong, so you are not understanding. But gradually it is affecting your lung. From today you should give up. And then you will understand Krishna Bhava. So, if anyone, Raghunath Das Goswami, his wife was
Miss Universe.
Yeah, world champion.
Miss Universe.
Miss Universe.
Miss Universe. So, when her mother, Raghunath Das mother, told him, his husband, you should
chain him.
Iron chain.
Bind from any rope.
Iron chain.
Or iron chain. Sinkle.
Iron chain.
Shaka. Iron chain. Then his father told, if the chain of love of her, his wife could not
chain
keep
him,
keep him
bind, if the love and affection of father and mother could not bind him, how this
lifeless iron chain can bind him?
Those who are attracted by Krishna or Mahaprabhu, anyone cannot check them, find them. We see that Vishnupriya Devi, he told about rice. She, from a neem tree,
Bolachi.
Seuta Bolachi.
Hmm.
She used Mahaprabhu to worship that deity.
And Mahaprabhu cannot challenge Vishnu Deva Bolachi.
Why? Because in Ramavatar,
Sita,
when Sita was in exile, Ram used to make a golden Sita and used to worship. In return, here, Sita Devi is Vishnupriya and she is worshipping
Ram
to repay. So there is a chain, there is a relation with Krishna pastime, Ram pastime and Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu pastime.
So, we know that very soon we will be old, and what collecting will not go with you, and after that you give up body, you cannot take anything. Krishna has given this human life, human body, to only to serve him, only to do bhakti, sadhana bhajan, nothing foreign. Others can be achieved in other lives of life. If you are dog, oh, plenty of these sense gratifications are there. So we should be very, very in asset, attached to Krishna, and we should try to do bhakti of Krishna. Today is Raghunath Das Goswami. Can you tell something?
Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Can you tell?
Biswanath Thakur?
Only Mridanga and computer.
He knows, he will be nervous.
You should tell something.
Madhu can speak, no
problem.
I told his house Madhu, or Madhu can
speak. If you really want to serve Krishna, then you will have to follow Raghunath Das Goswami. So we must know about him. How he left worldly things and how he was attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You will hear.
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami.
In India to.
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is one of the eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared in this world to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and to show by his own example how conditioned soul like us should follow same teachings. Yeah. To follow him exactly is very, very difficult. Yeah. If we hear the glories, how he performed bhajan, yeah, and how he came in the line of Mahaprabhu, apparently, yeah, from young age, yeah, he was attracted to Krishna. Yeah. He had one uncle and his father who always were looking after him. They were extremely wealthy. Both of them were collecting taxes for the government, and they had a lot of wealth. Yeah. And Raghunath was their only son. Yeah. So they were
only one children, no daughter even.
Yeah, no other children. So they were extremely attached to Raghunath Prabhu. So that time, Raghunath Prabhu, he heard about the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, he came to
Panihati.
No, before that Mahaprabhu, he met Mahaprabhu. When Raghunath heard that Mahaprabhu, yeah, was moving here and there, and the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to be in his association, and he met with him in Shantipur. Yeah. He was so attracted that he wanted to give up everything and run to Mahaprabhu. But somehow or other, his parents caught him every time. Moreover, Mahaprabhu, what did Mahaprabhu say?
Ghare phire jao raghuna ho batul prame prame pai lo bhava siddhu kul.
We have to go to Nityananda Prabhu. Yeah.
No, not like
So then he tried again and again. Then he met after
you told about
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Shantipura.
Yes. Yeah. Then he wanted to go to Mahaprabhu, but it was not possible. His parents catching him again and again. Then he heard that Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu would come to Panihati.
Only Nityananda.
Oh, Nityananda Prabhu would come to Panihati. And there was a big festival arranged for all Vaishnavas. So Raghunath Prabhu went there to Panihati and he did his pranam from far away. And then Nityananda Prabhu was telling, oh, here is Raghunath, you are thief, yeah? You want to steal my property. Yeah, what is my property? Mahaprabhu is the property of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu can give the wealth of Mahaprabhu, his mercy to anyone. Nityananda Prabhu Akanda Guru Tattva. Yeah, the epitome of Guru, the Siddhanta, the conclusion of all Guru Tattva is Nityananda Prabhu, the original Guru. Non-different from Baladev. So unless and until we accept Guru, we can never obtain Krishna's mercy. We have heard this in our festival also. Without Guru, none can make any progress to obtain Krishna's mercy. We must take shelter at the lotus feet of Gurudev and take proper diksha and learn to serve Gurudev. Yeah? According to his teachings and with intimacy with Vishrambena Guru Seva. So Nityananda Prabhu was coming there and Raghunath Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu telling him, you are thief, you try to steal my property, but you don't want to surrender to me, you're staying far away, come here. Then Nityananda Prabhu, by force, they dragged Raghunath Prabhu in his presence and he placed his lotus feet upon his head. Yeah. Then he said that, we have big festival here. Yeah, you have to provide some seva for all Vaishnavas. So Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Prabhu came with some sevaks. His father only allowed him to go away with some sevaks. And he ordered his sevaks to provide some golden coins and purchase so many items for this Panihati festival.
Rice, condensed milk,
so many things,
banana.
Coconut milk, so many preparations were made. And everywhere, yeah, this was served to Vaishnavas. And it was so wonderful festival that Mahaprabhu,
then Mahaprabhu appeared from Jagannath Puri.
Mahaprabhu came there personally and all could see that Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were
taking
Mahaprasadam.
Yeah. So many pots of clay pot they offered to Mahaprabhu. They are taking and eating. Mahaprabhu feeding Nityananda, feeding Mahaprabhu. All have not seen.
Not all, some.
Some have seen and some others.
Okay. So some of the fortunate associates there, they could perceive and see that Mahaprabhu himself had come. Yeah. So this is to show that unless we do Vaishnava Seva under guidance of Gurudev, yeah, we cannot obtain mercy of Krishna. So after that, Raghunath went back to his house, and as we have heard, father and mother were very, very worried. Yeah? They thought, he always wants to run away and go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How can we keep, we have everything for him. So much money he will inherit, and we are Vaishnavas. Yeah? Both father and uncle were Vaishnavas. But pure Vaishnava and Vaishnava, there is so many categories. So we cannot really say, oh, my father and mother are Vaishnavas, but if they want to make a trap for us to get entangled in this material world, then we have to see they are not such high-class Vaishnavas. Really, if they want us to obtain Krishna's mercy, they will encourage us to go and obtain the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under guidance of Gurudev. So they were thinking in so many ways how to catch Raghunath so that he should not run away from home. So they arranged his marriage, like Gurudev said, with so beautiful lady, Miss Universe. Yeah, but she was not able to check Raghunath. He was not interested to have any sense gratification or any relationship with her. Yeah. only attached to Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Moreover, because his parents were Vaishnavas, Raghunath was duly, properly initiated by Yadunandan Acharya. He used to come to the house of Raghunadas, Yadunandan Acharya, Haridas Thakur, even Advaita Acharya used to come. Haridas Thakur, Yadunandan Acharya. And by that association, Raghunath Prabhu's desire to increase his bhakti was always stimulated. So one day, father and mother were not able to keep their son with iron shackles even. Mother said, what can they do if this beautiful lady cannot capture him and keep him at home? What will iron shackles do? So one day his Guru Maharaj, Yadunanda Acharya, came and he told to Raghunath and his father that, oh, I need some assistance. Yeah, my pujari, where I'm staying in Bhajan Kutir, he has taken some...
To whom he told?
To parents.
Early in the morning he came and told Raghunath, oh, my pujari ran away. Please come, send him and take charge of his service, pujari service again.
Yes.
Then Raghunath told, okay. Then he came out with his Gurudev. So guards were there, guards not any suspect who is going with Gurudev, will come back.
Okay.
After some distance he told Gurudev, you can go back, I am going to tell him and send him back. He went
Don't
there
worry.
And send him back, and from there he ran away to Jagannath Puri. Not highway, through forest and mountain. Because if you go through highway, then when morning will come, then his father will say he is not here. Then they will ask guard, guard will tell you went with Gurudev. Then they will go to Gurudev, they send horsemen and they catch him, because they also knew that Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, and they take 1 month, because there is no vehicle, only have to go by foot. And Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, traveled that distance only by 12 days, only day and night walking and walking.
Running.
And within 12 days, only take 3 days prasad, sometime popped rice, sometime milk, some milkman like this, 3 days only eat. And arrive into Jagannath Puri and go on.
You have to help. So when Raghunath arrived in Jagannath Puri at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu was very happy to see him. And he entrusted Raghunath Prabhu under the care of Swarup Damodar.
Yeah.
Also he gave Raghunath Prabhu instructions at that time already, or later on.
Much more later.
So as he was living under the guidance of Swarup Damodar Prabhu, Swarup Damodar Goswami, that time he was known as Swarup Raghu.
Raghu, yeah. Of Swarup Damodar.
He Raghu.
Mahaprabhu had 3 Raghunath, one Raghunath Bhatta, another Raghunath Vaidya, and this one Raghu of Swarup Damodar Prabhu.
So as he was living and hearing from Swarup Damodar about the glories of Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramaranda used to come together with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambira, and so many wonderful exchanges took place there. So Raghunath Prabhu, very humble, by that medium of his worshipable Swarup Damodar, he heard so much nectar, yeah, from Mahaprabhu, how to perform bhajan, how to increase our bhakti.
And he used to make note every day.
And he used to keep a diary every day, mm-hmm. writing down all the activities of Mahaprabhu and his teachings.
And that diary is, yeah, Charitamritam.
That diary came also, Chaitanya Charitamrita is composed by that diary and also from Govinda, Govinda's notebook.
Mainly from...
So Raghunath Prabhu, he became more and more renounced, yeah, and somehow or other his father and uncle found out that he is there in Jagannath Puri. So they sent some guards to come and check what he is doing and that he should come back, and Raghunath Prabhu was not interested to go back. Then they thought, somehow we have to look after him because he has no money, nothing, how he will maintain his life. So they gave him some money, yeah, and from that money Raghunath Prabhu used to make big festival
twice a month
and invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come and attend that festival.
So only for Mahaprabhu used to do that, not for all.
For Mahaprabhu, okay. But distribution was going on. So then after some time Raghunath Prabhu was thinking, this is not proper. I should not use the money from my parents and engage that in the seva, yeah, of Mahaprabhu. I should not accept that money. So when Mahaprabhu heard this idea from Swarup Damodar, he became very happy. That how Raghunath Prabhu is becoming more and more detached from any relationship with his family in this world. Even though his family may be Vaishnavas, still, yeah, he was not interested to take anything from them. Then Raghunath Prabhu became more and more renounced, yeah, so much so that only for maintaining his life, other than doing bhajan all day, he would go and take some meal from the what was that?
Singhadwar.
Where they distribute free prasadam.
Chhatra.
Yeah, from Chhatra, where they give out free prasadam, Jagannath Dev Mahaprasadam. He used to go there. But after some time he thought, this is not good. Yeah, I'm going there. Yeah. And I simply depend on that situation. I should depend on Krishna only. So he gave up that activity and he went after that to stand in a row at Singhadwara.
Jagannath Puri, in Jagannath temple, there are four main gates. The main gate in eastern side, there are two lions, and south side, two horse. West side, tiger, and north side, another. So main gate is Singhadwara, the eastern side. He used to stand there, that when at night, the devotees will come for darshan. On the way back, when they saw somebody is waiting there, they donate some prasad. So Das Goswami, at some time, he thought it is not good, not proper, because Singhadare Bhikkhavritti Besar Achar is like prostitution. Like prostitute, oh, this man came to me, enjoy me, give some money. Oh, he is coming again, he will give me. In same way, Raghunatha is thinking, if I stand here, then my mind will be restless for prasad, not mind will not fixed for Krishna. Or my mind bound to think, oh, he is coming, he will give me, oh, he is not giving, another coming, he will give, oh, he is not giving, third person will give, oh, one day he gave me, must give this, so he give up this place also. And after that, he used to take prasad. When
Mahaprabhu became very happy to hear, yeah, that he has given up this idea also.
When he came to know from Govinda, he became very happy, and Swarup Damodar Prabhu. Then during, after cooking, when they are taking the water out from rice, some rice going throughout the rice, and when prasad is too much not sell, then they throw. Even so much and became rotten, cows are not eating that prasad, Mahaprasad. Raghunath also used to go there and take some rice from there, clean it very nicely with water, and used to mix little salt and used to take. When Mahaprabhu came to know, one day he came with Swarup Damodar Prabhu and grabbed one and took one bite. Want to take again, then Swarup Damodar Prabhu grab his hand.
Prabhu, Mahaprabhu telling, what nectar you are eating? You are not giving to me.
I never get so such nectar. Then Swarup Damodar Prabhu, this good for Raghunath, not for you. Not allow him to take any more. Go on.
So, Mahaprabhu by force took something from Raghunath's hand. Yeah, and Swarup Damodar said, no, don't take this. Yeah. Anyhow, like this, Mahaprabhu became very, very pleased with Raghunath Prabhu's standard of how he would depend, yeah, on nothing else, only doing bhajan day and night and taking very little prasadam. Yeah. So Mahaprabhu gave some instruction to Raghunadas, yeah, at that time, and instructions, yeah, I don't know the Bengali.
You
exactly.
English,
but in English it is that Mahaprabhu told Raghunath, don't dress yourself in fancy clothing. Yeah. Always be very meek and humble, very simple and honest, saral. Don't engage in mundane talk. Yeah. Always and day and night engage in the worship of Sisi Radha and Krishna, and this way your life will be perfect. Yeah. Anything more?
Then Raghunath Das Goswami, for the welfare of living entities,
about this instruction.
In this instruction, Mahaprabhu told, that Braja Radha Krishna Seva Manase Koribe, you will serve divine couple being in Braj by mind. So Das Goswami used to do so. And later on, some devotee went to Vrindavan and he brought one Govardhan Sila, Giriraj Govardhan Sila and Gunja Mala and gave to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu kept some time both and after that he offered to give to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Goswami thought Mahaprabhu giving Giriraj, he offered me to lotus feet of Krishna and Gunja Mala is embodiment of Radhika. So Mahaprabhu told him to give one pitcher of water and tulasi with manjari, with very soft manjari and leaves to both sides. Das Goswami should do. Then Sarvadhamapu arranged some sweet to offer Giriraj. By this way he served Giriraj Govardhan and Gunja Mala. And he wrote Mana Siksha Stavavali. In Mana Siksha, a fantastic book. If someone want to enter in Krishna consciousness, really want to progress in bhakti, then have to follow Mana Siksha. In Guru Goste Gosthala, you see in this, there is 11 slokas and one of the result of that. Gurudev taught us in Philippines in this trip. It's very nice and extremely good. If you want to really want to serve divine couple being one-pointed, have to follow Mana Siksha.
And also Raghunath, by his own example, he showed that at the time when he was living in Puri, though being initiated by Yadunandanacharya, who is bona fide Vaishnava, but he took complete shelter under guidance of the advice and instructions of Mahaprabhu, under guidance of Swarup Damodar. This means that Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru are same. He did not neglect his Diksha Guru, but he took shelter of Swarup Damodar. And even Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna himself, being there, he took initiation, not initiation, but instructions from Mahaprabhu himself. Then after, when Mahaprabhu left this world, Swarup Damodar left this world, the vision of the mundane persons, Raghunath Prabhu became extremely sad and feeling so much separation. He wanted to give up his life and he went to Govardhan. In this condition, he went to Braja and he was ready to jump off Govardhan and give up his life.
Or coming drowning there, in the Yamuna.
Drowning in Yamuna. Then arriving there, he met with Rupa and Sanatana.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered in Aprakat, left this world. Then very soon Swarup Damodar, Gadadhar Pandit and other associates of Mahaprabhu also they left this world. Then alone Raghunath Das Goswami, feeling so much separation, always weeping. So he thought that if I will be here, I cannot tolerate the separation mood of Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, Gadadhar Pandit, Haridas Thakur and others. So better to go and die in Vrindavan, jumping in Yamuna or
jumping top of Govardhan
from the high tops of
Govardhan.
He will give up his life. When he came to Vrindavan, he met Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. They told, especially Sanatana Goswami, I also wanted to die.
On the cart.
But Mahaprabhu stopped me. There is no need of
giving up
dying.
Your body.
By dying, you cannot have the service of Krishna. Better you should practice here. So they kept his life and they kept them to Raghunath and Radha Kunda. And there he began to do bhajan. Always, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gan Natadhi Kala Vasani. Always, 1 lakh Harinam. Going pranam to Vaishnava Vrindavan, Radha Krishna, Mahaprabhu and others, 1,018 times, Dandavat Pranam. And all this glorification of Krishna and Radha and Mahaprabhu, especially of Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he had no time to sleep even. Usually he used to sleep 1 hour. And sometimes not 1 hour also. If sleeping in dream, seeing Radha Krishna. There, he used to take only a cup of
buttermilk.
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk. Buttermilk.
Buttermilk. Buttermilk. Only. One day a Brajavasi came with double
big leaf cup. Leaf cup.
Big size.
Big size of
leaf cup.
Leaf cup.
Cup, mane of leaves cup. From where you have brought?
Sakhistali.
Sakhistali.
Get out.
Then he became very angry. And then he wanted to
beat
him.
Sakhistali is place of Chandrali.
Why? That place? Because opposite party of Radhika,
Chandravali.
Chandravali lives there. So he was doing like that. This is also a rush of Golok Vrindavan. After some time, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami also left this world. Then he became totally like mad. Then he told, now,
Sunnayate Mahagustam Girindraja Garayate Bagratundayate Kundam Jivatu Rahitasame Sunnayate Mahagustam. This Vrindavan Dham, Brajamandal, and Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami was present here. It was so pleasant. But nowadays it looks like barren land, desert. Sunnayate Girindraja Garayate, Giraj Govardhani fulfill everybody's all desires. Now it seems to be for me a big python want to swallow me completely. And Bagratundayate Kundam, sitting the bank of Radha Kunda, I used to do bhajan. And from time to time, Rupa Goswami and Sadhu used to come to me and to give their blessings. Now the Radha Kunda seems this is the
mouth
of a tigress want to swallow me. Why? Jivatu Rahitasame, my life and soul has gone. Who are they? Rupa Goswami and Sadhu Goswami. So lamenting like this way.
He has written Manasikha and other poems, books also, Dan Keli
Chintamani.
Dan Keli and Dan Chintamani.
Dan Keli Chintamani.
And other books also some.
Bilap Kusumanjali.
Bilap
Kusumanjali. Stavavali, so many stops.
High class of books. He has told in Manasikha, Gurau Goshthe Goshthalai Su Sujane Bhu Surgane Samantreshi Namni Brejvatandi. Oh my dear mind, always you should have honor for Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru. Goshthe. Goshtha means Nandagaon Barsana, and these are
places
where Krishna used to play his pastime, the places of pastime. And the Parikar, the associate of that Goshtha, Nandbaba, Yashoda Maiya, Gopis, all Gops, Sudham, Subal, Sakha, Madhumangala, and others, especially Gopis. And those who are in Braja, but not Krishna Bhakta, Ram Bhakta, Nishinga Bhakta, Radha, also honor them. And Bhusura Gade, those who are Brahmin, also to pay respect to them. And Naam, what Gurudev has given, Hari name, Hare Krishna name. And what mantra from Brahma Gayatri to
Mahamantra.
8 or 9 mantras daily without fail, in morning, in evening and in midday Vishuddha. If you have no time in midday, then or in morning 2 times, 10 times you should do. And Harinam mantra, we should try to do 1 lakh. If you cannot do 1 lakh anyhow, then 16 at least, those who cannot do anything, they must do. Otherwise, they will have no bhakti. And you have honor for Radha and Krishna jugal, conjugal, and Mahaprabhu also. Madisha Nathatte Bajapipini Chandra. Oh, you should know that my Aradhya Devi is the Radhika. He is our Swamini ji. And Krishna
is our beloved.
Krishna is her most beloved. No direct relation with Krishna. So Radha Dasi we are. You should know. And thinking Guru Maharaj, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Guru, and follow his steps. This is the substance of all his upadesh.
Teachings. Ek to bedi anin. We'll walk
Kirtan, Mahamantra. A
question.
Yes.
Is Gurudev has written that some rikshawalas may loot you in the night, they have knives, and some brahmanas, they ask dakshina, and if you don't give, they curse you that you'll go to hell and father will go to hell.
In Vrindavan.
Yeah, in Vrindavan. And it's also said that whoever dies in Vrindavan goes back to Vaikuntha. Oh. So how we balance that?
Oh, Vijay.
মারা যাবে সে বৈকুণ্ঠে যাবে বলে আমরা কিভাবে সামঞ্জস্য করবো
have any sympathy to the Brahmins, only paisa.
Want to loot you.
Boycott them. Do pranam from far away. And if anyone dies in Vrindavan, he will come in the family of high family, not so much high, not so
religious,
much low.
Religious.
Srimatam, Srimatam.
Suchinang Srimatam Gehe, Yoga Bhrashtapa Jayate.
What?
Religious.
Suchinang Simatang.
Minded
and middle class.
He will come. And he will have very good chance
scope to do bhajan.
Chant name, do bhajan, and in this way gracefully he will go to Goloka Vrindavan. At once he will not go.
Otherwise the others who die won't go.
If they are aparadhi, not simple hearted, they will not go. Who have desire to do bhajan, they will go gradually in process.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.